You had a concert at Duncan Park this weekend?
Yeah, we had a post-game concert.
You've done that a lot?
Yeah, we've done it the last couple of years. We've had anywhere from Curtis Blow to DJ Kool to Black Sheep to...
We're talking all 90s hip-hop?
Is that 90s hip-hop. That's our direction that we go for the post-game concert.
And is there market research on that, or you just sort of got a feel for it?
You know what? I think a lot of our staff likes it. I know our ownership likes it. So it's a direction that we've gone, and it's been a little celebration of the season. You know, we did it a little earlier this year than normal.
To guarantee the warm weather? Or?
Yeah, just promotions that are going on. And we had a good Saturday night. And, you know, we're going into our final homestand at the ballpark. So we're, you know, it's exciting to, you know, come to an end. You know, right? It's 69 home games. So it's a lot of baseball. But we're also excited about playoffs.
Yeah, so many things to talk about. We have the time, obviously, Tim Restall, president of the Hartford Yard Ghosts, joining us in studio for an extended time. You know, I marvel at so many things related to the team, but I want to talk about this week in particular first, because I know, and we'll talk about it more than once during the hour. Do you have some of your better promotions like in a week like this because it's back to school and you really need to work harder to get people to come out?
Absolutely. That's 100% why. You know, we, as you know, a couple of years ago when the minor league baseball switched to a 6-game schedule and every day being an off day, every Monday being an off day, the season extended into mid-September. So, you know, once we hit Labor Day, you know, tomorrow you're thinking football, you're thinking, you know, Sundays, you're thinking back to school, you're thinking pumpkin spice, you know, and we still have, you know, in our case, we have 6 more games. So we really wanted to focus on getting fans out to the park this last week at Duncan Park.
You mean previous to this change, the season would have been over by now?
It would have been over today. Today would have been the last game.
Well, it was a pandemic response, right? The 6-day thing?
Yeah, it was part of the development, too. It's about, you know, now with having the players stay in a town for 6 days straight, it's easier on the hotel. It's easier on busing. It's easier on the players.
I love it. I think it's a great idea, too.
You know, and giving every Monday as an off day is big because you need to, you know, you play a lot of baseball in the summertime. So it's good to give them a dedicated day off and then, you know, planning the next 6 days. So we know how our typical ticket sales go Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So this week we loaded up with a lot of promotions.
So, okay. And you brought the stuff in and we're talking like, I mean, some of this stuff is awesome. I mean, the basketball jersey is pretty sweet.
It's really good quality, too. Yeah. Like, I mean, it's, you know, one of the things when we talk about different promotions and promotional giveaways is making sure we have high quality products so that, you know, that's going to, you know, go, someone's going to wear that. And whether they play basketball or they're hanging out at the beach, it's going to represent the GOATs.
Okay.
Wherever.
So today they're off. And so you got, and the season doesn't end this week. You have one more stint on the road before you come back. And the playoff game, if you have it at home, is on the 19th.
Correct.
And so you have Tuesday through Sunday. So take me through the promotions, because we have basketball shirt, football jersey, Hawaiian shirt. I love the Buffett cover band.
Yep,
that's
exactly.
Wednesday, right?
Yeah, that's Wednesday.
I just think that's where they're going to be playing, right? In the
right as you walk into the main gate.
That's awesome. I mean, because I'm people make fun of me. I went to see, after seeing them 3 times, I didn't need to see him again. But like sometimes, like, a pirate looks at 40, or, you know, like a son of a sailor.
Yeah.
I love those songs.
That's great hanging out music.
Totally. So give me the nights. Take me through the week.
So I believe Tuesday night.
I can fact check you.
Yeah, make sure it's Tuesday night. You're going to test me. Tuesday is basketball night. Is that correct?
Tuesday is basketball jersey.
Look at that. See?
Adult giveaway night.
Yep. So we have over 1,000 of those to be passed out to the first 1,000 adults coming to the ballpark.
And what will you draw? Like, I mean, on a July Tuesday, will you get 5,000-6,000?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Yeah.
And so you have basketball jersey, first 1,000. So you got to get there because they won't have enough for everybody on Tuesday. Then Wednesday is Margaritaville night.
Yep, with the Hawaiian style.
Which is great. Who does the design for this? Are you sitting at the table for that?
I'm not. I'm one of the ones that approve it, but I'm not. You know, we have a great creative team that puts all the different promotions together, puts the idea, the concept down, And then, you know, I might come in with my, you know, suggestion on colors and or what to do. So it's a great team effort.
It's a collared Hawaiian shirt with your, it looks like a typical, it's red base, which is nice. It's got some nice pop with just an H and a yard goat popped all over the place, which is, and it's got a little yard
goat. And it's the same shirt as, same quality shirt of the bowling shirt that you have.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it works.
I got the bowling shirt. I keep that on a hanger. You gotta, that sucker's got to last. So you got that Wednesday night. Is that 1,000 as well?
Yep, exactly.
And then Thursday is football jersey.
Yep. So that was a fun design we created. A jersey that would, if we took yard goats and we put it towards a different team, you know, we did that for basketball, and then now we did it for football.
Why is everyone 24? Is that just a random?
It's what year we're in.
Oh.
So.
Matt's laughing at me. How dumb is that? How dumb am I?
I could have gone through a whole thing that we do this whole fan survey, and you know, it's a multiplication, anything divided by three.
You would have got that right away. That's pretty dumb on my part.
What would next year's jersey say, Tim?
I wonder.
When you see in a couple of years,
I was like, why is this 24? The basketball shirt was 24. What a moron. Holy crap. That was bad. That was really bad. All right, and Connecticut Night is Friday, and that's...
Yeah, that's a brand takeover, so it's pretty exciting. We have...
That's a baseball jersey, right?
Yeah, it's an actual baseball jersey.
And is that number 24 as well?
You'll have to wait. You'll have to open it and see. And actually, the Yard Goats are going to be taking the field as the Connecticut Yard Goats that night.
Oh, cool. Will they be wearing those jerseys?
Those jerseys, exact jerseys. And we actually have one jersey that we our friend Governor Lamont signed, and we're auctioning that jersey off for proceeds to go to food share. So
nice. Maybe the governor will show. And you got fireworks on Saturday.
Fireworks on Saturday.
And then what do you do on Sunday?
Kids run the bases on Sunday.
Why is it just kids? Too much liability?
Have you seen some of the parents?
Yeah, that'd be funny.
Just blow out our ACL.
Yeah, I think my biggest beef with the Yard Goats is the goat race. I feel like they need to vet it better. I saw like a 12-year-old dust a bunch of 8-year-olds, and then I saw some kid cut inside the person, and I was like, they gotta. You know, I think the dad told the kid, like, listen, you cut it. They're not gonna catch you. They're not gonna penalize you. I mean.
It's entertainment, right?
I want fairness in that race. I mean, I saw one kid, the kid cut the corner. I'm like, that kid won. I think they should.
I'm kind of on Brian's side on this.
You are
the integrity of the race.
Some of these kids look like they're on human growth hormone when they're like rounding their second base.
I think it's got to be kids that are like between
weight class. You have to have weight class. You have to have age class.
The younger they are, the funnier it is because like they don't train. Like sometimes you get a 5-year-old. By the end, that kid's dying. He's struggling to finish. He's totally gassed. And you got the 12-year-old like a gazelle. But if that's my only beef, I think we're probably doing okay.
Brian cares too because he's in section 109, like betting the people.
I've heard there's been bets on the baby goat race, and I can sort of see where it's all coming from.
I definitely will take money on that race for sure. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Anytime you can have kids put on a little head thing and race, I'm all for it. I thought we should try to do, you know, like in Atlanta, what is it, the Mr. Freeze sprint? And then there's obviously there's the Washington Nationals, the president's race.
Yeah.
Who does the what does Pittsburgh do? Do they do the sausages?
I think they do the sausages. Yeah.
I love that. I love when one takes another. Is it too expensive to do? Like, I would love to. I wonder in Connecticut what you would do, because we don't have a lot of famous people. I mean, what would we do? Because I kind of like the idea of mascots racing. But Chompers, what's the Mrs. Chompers' name?
Choo-choo.
Choo-choo.
You have is the frog now a...
The frog is from year one, and he has made his way to the front of the stage and has been joining us for some games.
I saw him the other day.
What's the frog?
Rip It, right?
Rip It, yeah.
That's another mascot?
That's another mascot. Third? We have like probably 8 or 9.
Okay, so why can't we get them to race? Why every game
we do a lot of races already, right? Oh. I mean, you know, We used to have the race. We used to have the mascot race.
And then the mascots got sick of it.
Yeah. First of all, you got to find four people that can run. Right? And then, like, here, we're going to give you this 75-pound oversized head that you can barely see out of it. And we want you to run from, like, right field to third base.
Exactly.
And, you know, and you can't
see. So what's the problem? I mean, I got one word for you. Interns. Interns. You got interns?
Yep.
Yeah. I just think I'm sorry. Like I love the in between inning stuff. I just
so going back to the baby goat race. So this year, I get copied on any Google reviews that are done, and you know, one night after the game, you know, we're all sitting around, and I get a notification on my phone. It says, you know, 5-star review. You know, Google review, and it's a 1-star.
Was it exploitation of children?
And I'm like, no. And they said that it's false advertising. There's not even real goats in the goat. In the goat race,
someone actually took the time on Google to tell you.
Yeah, one and gave us a 1-star. What? But it's fair. Like it's there isn't real goats. We do baby goats, but
I also you don't have time. I do like the baby races where you actually put the baby down and see them go. But let me wait. I just think is that the same person? It could have been me because I was going to complain about the 24. We're talking with Tim Restall, president of the Hartford Yard Goats here. On Brian and Company on WTIC, you know, in terms of like success or failure of a season, I mean, you're in the business of entertaining people, which you've told us many times. You're also in the business of making money and keeping, you know, momentum positive for the franchise. How does this, I mean, if you're going to give me just every year's better than the next, but how was this year relative to this other 6 or 7 you've had?
You know, it's one of the things that I'm able to sit back because we have great staff and just watch, you know, from a fan perspective, from just in a different perspective. And our staff's doing a phenomenal job this year. I really have no critiques. And we're probably, again, doing, you know, the bar has been, raised every single year. And this year's going very well. And we're in the playoffs. I mean, that's the part that, you know, we never talk about the baseball, but it's some great baseball this year.
Well, yeah, and I mean, I talk about it from a value proposition relative to, you know, I'm a lifelong Red Sox fan. I've spent quite a bit of money at Fenway. I just think it going there also takes the pressure off of being 1,000% engaged in the game. I hate to say it, but like, I feel more pressure to be engaged in the game at a major league level because we spend so much money, I think, kind of. Whereas here, I don't know if it affects the experience. I can tune in, tune out. I can talk to somebody for an inning or two, and it's sort of just a great hang when you know you didn't spend $100 on a ticket.
Yeah, and it didn't take you an hour and a half to get there, hour and a half back, you know, and, you know, traffic and such. So it's, you know, baseball's a great sport that you can have conversations, you can go to it. It's not like, you know, hockey or basketball where it's every second that, you know, they're moving down and up down the court. So there's some great conversations that you can have. And then also you can catch a, you know, a pitch or a hit and, you know, be present in the game.
You know, I'm curious. We only have like we'll take a break and then we'll have some more time in the second half hour here. When it comes to the playoffs, it's last time we talked, it's like minor league baseball playoffs historically are not a big deal because you got to manage the mileage on the players and yep. More games is more games. So you basically have one playoff series for the Eastern League.
Division, yep.
But nothing for the whole Eastern League, right?
That's the championship, yeah. So we play division versus division, best of three, and then we play, and then the championship round.
Oh, so there could be two rounds of playoffs.
Two rounds of playoffs.
Okay, so the first round will be for in the division, and then the second round would be the winner from each. So you might have more than one home game.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
And so I'm assuming at this point it's going to be Portland. I mean, they have a 2.5 game lead over Somerset.
2.5 as of yesterday. So
and so, I mean, either way, it's a win. You either get the Red Sox affiliate or the Yankees, and so you got to play that to win. Do you have like, will Colorado say don't do this or do this, or can you just go for it? Are you going to lose guys to the expansion today?
I don't think so. They've made some good, you know, some moves early, late July, and so you know they're in the rhythm, and you know I know there's rules in baseball with regards to a certain date that you can't move up and down players to low teams, right? Like they can't send Ryan McMahon down from the Rockies to Double A, which even though we've asked, they can't do that stuff. So
So the 19th is your guaranteed one, because that's what I didn't understand. But if you win that series, it's 2 out of 3.
Yep.
Then you go on to the finals championship against the division winner on the other side. Would that be 2 out of 3 as well?
2 out of 3, yeah. Okay. So, and we would have, and if we make it to the championship round, we have game 2 and game 8.
Well, how do you get home field on that one?
It flip-flops every year. So this year it's in the and it's in our division. So awesome. If we make it to the championship will be won in Hartford.
But you're guaranteed a game on September 19th.
Guaranteed a game on September 9th.
And we're going to try to go live there. We'll take a pause here with Tim Restall, president of the Hartford Yard Goats. Pretty much all your standard offices are closed, post office, federal offices. Costco is closed, but everything else seems to be open. Are you a Costco guy or no?
Yeah, we use them at work, actually. Oh, yeah, for our clubhouse, for taking care of all the players and visiting teams.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, we do some damage in Costco.
So what do you get for the, like, you're talking like Gatorades and stuff?
Gatorades, protein bars, they have a pre-workout spread that we're not required, but we provide. So there's a lot of Costco.
How is that relative to when you started?
It's changed so much. I mean, now I started 20 some odd years ago. So, it was it's a whole different experience now with a lot of teams carrying nutritionists, a lot of catering, a lot of protein, determining what the fuel is for the day and how they're going to use it. It's totally changed from, having bags of, popcorn and Cheez-Its in the clubhouse.
Are there still beers in the clubhouse after the game?
No, there's no beers in the clubhouse after the game. No. It's a different business.
Here's a funny story, by the way. My buddy of mine works for a local college, and he helps with their leadership stuff in the athletic department, and they have speakers come in.
Yep.
And they had Cedric Maxwell come in, the voice of the Celtics, Cornbread Maxwell.
Yep.
And he was telling a bunch of stories that basically in the late 70s and early 80s, they didn't know like the negative impacts of alcohol. They thought it was like electrolytes. They truly thought it was like, that's at least what he said, right? And Larry Bird's nickname, and this makes so, was Santa Claus, because Larry Bird would get so mad when there were leftover beers in the locker room that he would take a pillowcase and fill it with the leftover beers and take them home. Here's a guy making millions of dollars, from rural Indiana, and he'd be walking home with a sack full of beer at the end of every home game. A guy, he said it was no joke. He said that was the story.
I believe it, yeah.
It's just a different era. I thought it'd be interesting for a second, though. You said it's been like 20 years. What has your progression been? Like, how did you... Where did you grow up?
I grew up in New Hampshire.
Okay. And you went to a college?
Yeah, I went to New Hampshire College.
Okay.
Now Southern New Hampshire University.
Which is humming, by the way.
Yeah.
That place is nuts. Not only they have one of the most successful online universities in the country, they actually were smart enough to have a real campus too.
Yep.
And that place, because I know some people who do some work for them on the academic side, and the school is just... doing great. So you get out of school, that's in Manchester,
yep,
right?
Absolutely.
And so you get out of there, and then what were you majoring in?
So I went to school for accounting and realized after, full year, that wasn't for me. So I switched to business management.
But not sports management?
Not sports management, no.
And so what did you do right out of the gate?
So I was working at a little amusement park called Canobie Lake Park.
Oh, what is it, the oldest or biggest wooden roller coaster?
Yeah.
We used to go there when I was little.
Absolutely. So
Salem, New Hampshire.
Salem, New Hampshire, yeah. So I lived 3 miles away from the park. So it was a great summer job. Same size as lake compounds, right? Beautiful park. And all my way through high school, through college, I was working for the food service company.
You weren't a carny?
I wasn't. No.
At the teacups?
Yeah, exactly.
That's even long hair and a cigarette.
They had lemonade at the teacups. No, it's a big business. And so I was working there. And when I was done with school, had a great year working summer, always working summer. So I'd worked there 11 years. And I said, you know what, maybe the grass is greener. And I saw an ad for director of food and beverage at a baseball team in West Michigan called the West Michigan Whitecaps. And I'm like, let me apply. And then sure enough, got the job. And
what level of baseball is that?
That's single A. So they're single A for Detroit. There's a beautiful ballpark in Grand Rapids and held 10,000 people. And
oh, big.
So, yeah, moved out there. And that's how I got into baseball and learned, I was already had a food and beverage background, but took that food and beverage experience that I had at the amusement park and really applied it to a baseball stadium, and did that for 4 years, and that's about the time when the team relocated from New Haven, Connecticut, up to Manchester, New Hampshire, and they became the Fisher Cats.
And so, how do you get the job? And that's with the Solomon family.
That's where the Solomon family.
But how do you get that? How do you get that job? You like, I want to return to New England.
Yeah, and they, you know, in the food and beverage world, it's a tough industry. So, like in the sports world, you have marketing, you have sales, you have, you know, promotions, all these things. The food and beverage is like next to like janitor, right? It's down on the lower level of the scale.
But it makes so much money, though.
Correct. So I was, you know, and I enjoyed it. It was fun. And there's not a ton of people in that space. So I was very fortunate that I got connected with the Solomons and were able to, you know, move back to New Hampshire, run the food and beverage, and then grow to the point where they had me come down to New Britain and then to Hartford.
Was that just like... like ordering food and beverage, or did you have to come up with different food items for the ballpark?
Oh, everything. You know, the whole
good question.
Operational, from deciding what to sell to managing it to getting the equipment to, I mean, it's a big part of the business.
So, what makes you good at it?
I think I understand how to serve the customer the best way possible. So from guest services to pricing to setup of the stand to all those things. So I was able to apply that. And then, you know, again, probably very similar to anyone with a skill set. Once you get to a level, it's on cruise control, right? Yeah. And then you're able to do other things. And that was part of what happened with me, is that I was, the food and beverage was covered. I'm like, well, let me help out in sales. Let me help out in, you know, on operations. And so be able to take on more responsibility. Hence, that's where the road took me to.
Yeah, that's great. And I the thing that fascinates me the most about food and beverage, more food than beverage, is inventory management. Like,
yeah.
I'm fascinated with how people can get that right. I mean, is that all computer driven now?
It's a lot of data driven, you know, and then it's, you know, it's making sure that you can manage it, right? So if your slot holds 10 items, right, you know, 10 cases of water, and you know that that's what you need 10 cases to get through 2 days, on the third day, you got to make sure you have water coming in. So it's just managing that. It's forecasting. It's looking where things are. It's all the things that you need to do.
I mean, that's a non-perishable item. I'm more fascinated with how you deal with the perishable stuff, because then if you waste a lot, then you're losing money, you know, and that to me is what's fascinating. I don't know. So now you have all the business elements under your purview.
Yes, correct.
You have an empty nest? Do you consider yourself an empty nester?
No, I have one child left that is going to be a senior.
In college?
In high school.
In high school. Oh, that's right. That's right. You got three.
Yep.
How are you feeling about it?
Excited.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I want to talk about that a little bit. We got to take a break here, Matt. We'll take a break here. We'll come back with Tim Restall, president of the Hartford Yard Goats. Again, tomorrow night through Sunday, the giveaways are insane this week, from Hawaiian shirts to basketball jerseys to football jerseys. What else do we have? We have a Connecticut baseball jersey. What day is Connecticut Day?
Friday.
So we'll talk a little bit more about that as well with Tim Restall, president of the Hartford Yard Goats. I mean, this is Finn's. This is a classic. I get made fun of. Like, my brother-in-law thinks Jimmy Buffett's the biggest joke. And like, some of the songs, like, I could care less about Cheeseburger in Paradise and whatever. Some of his more soulful songs are great songs. Like, A Pirate Looks at 40 is an incredible song. If you listen to the lyrics, I swear to you, it's just an awesome tune.
Something for the Car that I'll listen to later on today.
Yeah, you should listen to it, especially as a middle-aged man. It's sort of speaking to us. Well, maybe not you, but it does to me. That's on Wednesday?
Wednesday, yes.
They got to have a Jimmy Buffett cover band on the concourse when you come in, and the first 1,000 fans, adult fans, I guess, will get a Hawaiian shirt. And we have basketball night is
Tuesday.
And then football night is
Thursday.
And then Connecticut is
Friday.
And Saturday's fireworks, Sunday's run the bases.
You got it. You're on payroll now.
I work pro bono, because I don't do it for food. I do it for shirts and hats. That's all I really charge. We're going to try to be live on the 19th. We checked this morning. There are some tickets still available for the playoffs. But when they say sold out, you know, sometimes with the old Rockettes, it'd be like, oh, yeah, we had 6,500. I was like, I don't. And I love the guys who ran it, but I was like, no, I don't think so. But like, I wanted a friend of ours wanted to go on Saturday, and he's like, we got no seats left. We have literally zero seats left. So if you want to go, you should make sure you get your tickets in advance. There should be seats available this week, but I mean...
Yeah, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we have good availability. Friday gets a little tighter. Saturday's a little tighter.
And the weather's going to be...
Great this
really,
week.
Really, really good. I know. Which can be... It can be tough this time of year. On a personal note, like you're like a little bit ahead of me family wise. You have basically two kids in college. Your oldest is kind of out, but still in.
Yeah, grad school. So.
And then your youngest is going to be a senior, whereas my oldest just went to college 2 weeks ago. And you're looking forward to the empty nest.
Yeah, I mean it's just a new chapter, and I have a feeling once they're done with school, they'll probably be a. Return home for a little bit.
At least one of them will need to regroup.
Exactly. Because I was like, let's sell, after the third one goes off to school, we should sell our house. And my wife's like, no, we need a place for them to come back. I'm like, it doesn't work that way. If they don't have the space, they can't come back.
My dad basically said, like, the culture was different when we were growing up.
Absolutely.
But my dad basically said, I'll pay you not to come home. I mean, that was basically his attitude. I never even considered it, though. And now I see, like, my nephew, who's had a great job as an environmental engineer, he went home for a couple months and just banked a ton of money
and saved, yeah.
And now owns, at 26, owns a condo. And I just think if you can do that, I used to be very judgmental on the other side because it's not what I did.
Yeah.
And I kind of wish that I don't wish that I had, because I don't think I would have handled it well being under the roof of my parents. But I do see the benefit. There's two ways to do it. Some people come back and regroup because they don't know what they're doing. And there's others that come back and they want to save so they can be sort of debt-free or lower debt when they go off into the world, which makes a ton of sense.
Yeah, if you can pick up 6 months of no rent and putting that towards student loans or whatever debt that you have, and you come out with less, it makes 100%.
We're talking with Tim Restall, president of the Hartford Yard Goats, here on Brian and Company. Also, if we didn't mention Brewfest, when is it?
Oh, that's a great question. That is October.
October 5th.
Oh, look at
October
that.
5th.
I was going to say October 2nd, but I knew that was wrong. October 5th, Saturday, October 5th.
But you'll be in like Fiji or the Tahiti or something.
No, I'll be there.
You will?
I will be there, yeah.
When are you going to take off?
I worked
16-hour days for five months.
August, I went to Idaho, so I did my Idaho fly fishing trip. And then we'll just, take some long weekends. And, usually around Thanksgiving, I shut down for a little bit, get a little downtime. And then it'll be here before you know it.
I want to rip through a couple things. Do you mind me asking you random questions?
Sure, I like it.
The consolidation of ownership in minor league baseball with this, I think this is like a
Diamond Baseball Group, yeah.
Yeah, that's a private equity group or whatever. Is that good? Yeah, I know maybe you don't want to offend them or whatever.
No, I see, they're acquiring a lot of teams, and I have a lot of friends in baseball, so their infrastructure has been very supportive for front offices and keeping staff on board and keeping different promotions going. It's not changing a lot of their direction, which I think is great. When you work, something gets acquired and, in more of a corporate level, you always worry about them becoming less community focused. But, I have friends in New Hampshire and Portland and Worcester that were all acquired by Diamond, and they say great things about it.
So is it a way that they found a model that if they own a bunch, they can scale up their purchasing and they can make it work from a P&L standpoint?
I think that's part of it. There's a lot of systems that can go over different organizations, maybe HR, maybe accounting, maybe purchasing. I think that's a good benefit of it.
And again, you don't have to, if these are off cuff, like, do you pay the Rockies to have the affiliation?
No, we have a AA franchise with Major League Baseball. So that's our agreements with Major League Baseball.
Why don't the teams own the minor league teams?
Some teams do. Some teams do. I know the Phillies have a good amount of ownership. I know there's a couple others that the Braves, they want to control where their, AA, organization is. So.
So did it used to be that they owned the whole vertical and they just started to change that?
Or they've just acquired it as they've gone, you know, so.
All right, so well, listen, here are the dates. What was it, October what for the Brewfest? 5th? Is that what you said? 5th on the Brewfest. Yep. 19th on the home playoff game where there are some seats. And I can tell you just by looking at it, if you're single, if you want to go alone, you can find definitely a good seat in a row and maybe get your friend to get another seat somewhere else and figure out where to congregate. And then tomorrow night, I'm going to see if I can get this again. Okay, hold on. I know Wednesday's Hawaiian. So tomorrow night is basketball.
Yep.
Then Hawaiian on Wednesday.
Yep.
Then Thursday's football jersey. Friday's Connecticut Day. Saturday is fireworks. Sunday is kids run the bases.
Perfect.
I just tell you, Tim, we absolutely love being a part of what's going on in downtown Hartford, and we look forward to it. Hopefully we can be live on the 19th, but it's just been a fun partnership, and we've enjoyed being at the ballpark all summer.
Well, we've enjoyed the partnership, too, and I mean, since we've been partners, we've made the playoffs, so there's something there.
We're taking credit. I mean,
I would.
I'm gonna take some credit. I mean, I believe our positive energy, and I really believe that that's true. Maybe we can talk about an equity stake.
We love that you get alerts every time we say yard goes.
I know we did that the other day.
I turned it off. By the way,
I was like, he said yard goes. I said, say it again. You're time's 9 o'clock.